Foundations Restored is the epic 17 DVD or streaming download series that completely refutes that most pernicious of modernist errors, evolution. This course is visually stunning and is presented so that laypeople can arm themselves with truth in the fight against the evil that is neo-Darwinism. To order, simply use our handy ordering link, crusadechannel.com/Adam. And right now, your first two episodes are free. Order now at crusadechannel.com/Adam.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, March 12, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This newscast is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. Travel from European countries has been banned for 30 days, starting Friday at midnight. An Iraqi attack killed two Americans and one Brit. And the man who won't leave, Vladimir Putin. Some changes could keep him in power until 2036. The Trump administration is going to suspend travel from European countries to the United States for 30 days as the fast-spreading coronavirus continues to grow. The measure will go into effect at midnight Friday, Trump said during a nationally televised message from the White House Wednesday evening. Trump said he was overseeing the most aggressive and comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. He said the strong but necessary restrictions would not apply to the United Kingdom. As the coronavirus continues to spread worldwide, the U.S. and many other nations have enacted tough measures to contain the illness, including barring foreign visitors from countries ravaged by the outbreak. The Trump administration so far has barred travelers from mainland China, where the virus originated last December, and Iran, which also has seen a spike in infections, from entering the United States. Earlier Wednesday, the World Health Organization declared the novel coronavirus outbreak a pandemic. There are 118,000 cases globally and more than 4,000 deaths, according to the agency, and the virus has found a foothold on every continent except for Antarctica. The White House is already proposing to Congress certain economic relief measures to help mitigate the coronavirus economic effect. Actor Tom Hanks says he and his wife, actress Rita Wilson, have been diagnosed with coronavirus. In a statement that was posted to Instagram, Hanks said the two were traveling in Australia when they were tested. Hanks will be tested, observed, and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. Two Americans and one Brit were killed as approximately 18 rockets hit an Iraqi base housing U.S. troops Wednesday, the U.S. military said in a statement. The coalition confirms more than 15 small rockets impacted Iraq's camp base hosting coalition troops on March 11th at 7:35 p.m. Iraqi time. Operation Inherent Resolve, or IOR, spokesperson Colonel Miles Kagan said on Twitter. The attack comes just days after two U.S. service members were killed by enemy forces while advising and accompanying Iraqi security forces during a mission to eliminate an ISIS terrorist stronghold in a mountainous area of north-central Iraq Sunday. The U.S. military could not confirm who is responsible for Wednesday's attack, but one source said ISIS doesn't have this capability. The attack marks the largest on a U.S. base in Iraq since Iran fired ballistic missiles at base housing U.S. troops in early January. Our quote of the day, you know well enough that our Lord does not look so much at the greatness of our actions nor even at their difficulty, but at the love with which we do them. St. Teresa of Lisieux. Coming up, our saint of the day, he referred to himself as a servant of God. The habit remains in practice to this day, and many clergy still refer to themselves as servants. You are listening to Crusade Channel News.
Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Coffee is good for talent, but genius wants prayer." Well, that's funny, because when I finish morning prayers, I do want coffee, and what little genius I have tells me to choose Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and bagged by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/coffee. That's MikeChurch.com/coffee. /coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Our saint of the day is Pope St. Gregory I, also known as the Great. He was the Pope of the Catholic Church between 590 and 604 AD. Gregory was born about 540 in Rome. He had a brother, but nothing is recorded, neither his name or his fate. Gregory was well-educated and excelled in all his studies. He also became an expert in law. He excelled so much he became the prefect of Rome, just as his father had been. Gregory was only 33 years old. After Gregory's father had died, Gregory had the family villa in Rome converted into a monastery. Today, the monastery still stands. As a monk, Gregory was hard and he was strict. When a monk on his deathbed confessed to stealing 3 pieces of gold, Gregory ordered he be left to die alone. After the poor monk had died, Gregory ordered his body thrown on a dung heap along with 3 coins. Then, in a turn of heart, Gregory offered 30 masses for the deceased monk. In 590, Gregory was proclaimed pope by acclamation. This was not something he wanted, but he accepted the burden nevertheless. Gregory made clear he preferred the monastic life in a series of writings praising it. He also referred to himself as a servant of God. The habit remains in practice to this day, and many clergy still refer to themselves as servants. Pope Gregory was famous for the emphasis he put on missionary work. Well, it looks like no matter where you turn, the coronavirus is having an effect. The NBA has suspended its season due to the novel coronavirus outbreak. The announcement came after a confusing mid-game suspension of play between the Utah Jazz and Oklahoma City Thunder. The NBA announced a player tested positive for coronavirus. The test result was reported shortly prior to the tip-off of tonight's game between the Jazz and Oklahoma City Thunder at Chesapeake Energy Arena. At that time, tonight's game was canceled. This is last evening. The affected player was not in the arena. The NBA is suspending gameplay following the conclusion of tonight's schedule of games until further notice, it added. The NBA will use this hiatus to determine next steps for moving forward in regard to the coronavirus pandemic. Russian lawmakers Wednesday rapidly rubber-stamped sweeping constitutional changes that could actually keep President Vladimir Putin in power until 2036. Now, if Putin won and completed 2 more terms as president, it would make him the ruler of Russia for 36 years. That's longer than any other leader in its modern history. The measure must still be approved by the country's constitutional court and by a nationwide vote next month before they actually come into force. Putin's critics called for protests, condemning the move as a way to keep him in office after he hits his term limit in 2024. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.